A firm hand wrapped around my arm and dragged me into the butler's pantry.
"We need to talk,"
Scott said. I was hurt. I was heartbroken. But my primary emotion at the sight of him was rage. "You're fucking engaged!" Despite the shot of warmth that seared through my body at his touch, I pushed him off of me like he had a disease.
"You're her assistant,"
he said with equal venom. "Don't even pretend like that's the same level of deceit." I recalled all the times he'd specifically lied and saw now how he'd managed to step around the truth at every turn. "I am not currently obligated to anyone in any way," he'd said the first night we were together. "Has she ever mentioned me?" he'd asked when I'd asked how close he was to Kendra. "There you go," he'd said, when I'd told him she barely spoke about him at all. God, I was an idiot. Such a big fucking idiot.
"Some people would very much say it is the same level of deceit,"
he said, digging his heels in on the "you lied more" claim.
"They might even say lying to get the support of a billion-dollar company is worse."
When he put it that way, my lie was bad. But for it to be worse, it meant that corporations came before people, and I didn't agree with that at all. "If you're one of those people, you are not who I thought you were." It hadn't really bore saying. I obviously didn't know him at all. Or maybe it had borne saying because it made him clamp his mouth shut and take on a guilty frown. With his anger reined in, mine didn't exactly dissipate, but it spread out and thinned so that I could better feel what was underneath it. Humiliation, heartbreak, guilt. "My lie is helping people." I didn't know if I was justifying to him or myself.
"It's helpful to sneak around behind your boss's back? Kendra had no idea we'd met, Tess. Why wouldn't she know that you're working with us? And she said you never pitched."
His eyes flashed as he thought of something.
"Wait, if she doesn't know about your pitch... Jesus, Tess, do not tell me this isn't a legit deal."
If he was only considering this now, it had to mean he was feeling thrown too. "It is legit. Of course it is. Your company is the one drawing up the contracts. Anyone could be a liaison between you and the DRF. I could have said I was from anywhere, and the deal would still be good. I only said I was with Conscience Connect because it gave me credibility. Well, and because I do actually work for CC, just not in that capacity. Now that I'd started, it all rushed out. But I've been ready to pitch for a long time, and no one knows the DRF like I do. At least Kendra doesn't. And I knew you would be a perfect fit with them, and I suggested she pitch to you, but she didn't want us to go to you for it. She wouldn't even let me suggest it without jumping all over me."
"Because of me,"
he said quietly, sinking back against the counter behind him. I sank against the counter opposite him. "Then she left town, and I met Brett, and he told me you were looking for an organization to promote, and I wasn't looking for it, but I saw the opportunity to show what I could do and to help the DRF. And if she kills it all..." I could explain everything to her, and it might not help. She could decide she doesn't care about keeping face with the DRF. Now that I understood her relationship with SIC, there was no way she was going to damage her relationship with them. Especially not if she could pin all the wasted time and energy on an employee gone rogue. I really didn't think this through.
"I'll take care of it."
It was the same voice he'd used in the conference room when he'd assured me his dad would sign the contracts. I'd been as dubious that he had the authority then as I was now. "You can't..." He cut me off.
"I can and I will. The contracts will be signed, Kendra's business savvy enough not to fight it, and my father will get behind it. You don't need to worry. Whatever happens, I'll make sure he does."
I was still trying to make sense of his emphatic reassurance when he went on.
"It makes sense more than ever that I support it now."
My heart sank with the reminder of why it made sense. "You're engaged."